importance.
Did you have anything to do last time?
Yes, I did.
Gotcha. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Man Look Podcast. Joined today by Ed, the producer.
My head hurts.
I believe you.
I got Mi Cabeza.
Diamond Damage is here. And I am your host, Matt Swami. Donovan is here.
I'm in the
there
house.
There it is. There we go. And I'm your host, Matt Swami. So I don't know how I want to start this because I haven't used my notes in quite some time as far as like topics for podcasts, but I did this time. That's why it's like a whole bunch of shit on the board. Mm. So I'm not really sure where I want to start, but I think I'm going to just dive right into it. Do you know what a prolapsed anus is? That's a question for the class.
Does it collapse on itself?
Red sock.
Red sock. Yeah. It kind of comes out. So the
you
know, tube.
You hold your socks
yeah.
up.
No. Yeah. You do it to red. Deer when you kill a deer. They have a tool for it. You plug, put it in there, twist it, and pull it out.
I didn't know that. Well, it's good that you guys know what we're talking about. So, I didn't know.
You got a prolapsed anus?
I did not. No, I do not have a prolapsed anus. But I found out recently that the anus can prolapse through the vagina. So you ever hitting it from the back and stick a thumb in the butt?
No.
I will not disclose any information.
Well, when you're hitting it from the back and sticking a thumb in the butt, you can feel yourself through the little membrane there, that little space between the vagina and the anus. You can feel yourself both ways.
Have you felt yourself?
Yeah. Mm. So what can happen in rare occasions, that little membrane can rip and or tear. And the unfortunate fact that the anus can slide through the membrane and fall out of the vagina.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Isn't it? Ed, the producer, do you think that's interesting?
What? The doohickey going out the vagina?
Yeah.
It's weird.
So not interesting?
Strange.
It is quite strange. I think those kind of go one and the same. Did you all look at that video that I put in, the little short horror movie thing?
You gave so many. What you should do with your videos is to, like, give us a snippet.
Okay.
Like,
how would you suggest
y'all
that?
Should look at this? It's this horror movie I've been checking out or something like that.
So I gotta build trust all over again? You can't just look at it?
It's just a link. So, you know, I gotta prioritize my, like,
got it.
Should I look at this or should I not? Like,
well, it was a basically.
I don't know if it's. So when I get TikToks, when Dreamville sends me TikToks, since it's like an iPhone thing, mm-hmm. I can like see the actual like TikTok and I can click it and it can either play in the messaging thing or mm-hmm. I can like open like they have this thing where you can like open it. I don't have TikTok.
Yeah.
But when you can still open it
takes like, you to like a TikTok app style thing.
Yes.
Yep.
That's convenient.
I'm like, what the hell is all this? I was like, how come, you know, Android don't do that?
That's super convenient.
But whatever. That's besides the point. But like, I can see that. And when I send you guys videos and links, unless it's like particularly a link that I was talking to somebody and I told you I was going to send you the link, it's like, I send you a little like burp.
Got it.
You know?
Make sure to put a blurb in there.
When I see it, it's like, I see YouTube. I was like, all right, well.
You don't know what it's about.
Exactly.
And that's
I
fair.
Click it, then I gotta like, you know, internet's scarce at work now. It's not as scarce as it was before because I'm upstairs now. Mm. I'm closer to the ceiling, so it's less interference. So
I
opened it and I closed it.
So it's gonna be in history. You can look it for later. Okay. I'm gonna talk about it during the recommendations because I thought it was really interesting. But do you know what an industry plant is as far as in the music industry?
Lizzo.
Jack Harlow has something like that.
About Lizzo being an industry plant or
no,
what?
No, just industry plant.
Okay.
Maybe
so
he's an industry plant?
Do you know what it is?
No.
That's interesting.
What?
Him being an industry plant?
Diamond Damage, you know what industry plant is?
I remember.
Yeah, there's someone that they groom up to basically. It's someone from either a label or whatever that they already have like all these hits together. So when they put it out, they know it's going to be a hit. So like they're already planting this success in the industry.
Okay, that's
you
fair.
Don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to grind to make it where you're at. You're someone they see. You might have some followers or whatever. Might have a little voice. They pluck you. Say, "Oh, we're gonna make you this kind of superstar." There you go.
So yeah, basically that. That's the long and short of it. But a little something I wanted to add to that. Apparently, a part of the idea of an energy plant is that you're a part of your draw is supposed to seem like you're homegrown, but not be homegrown. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there was this list of energy plants that I found on the internets, and I'm curious to know if you all think of them as, like, you know, better than or... damn, did I lose the goddamn link? I lost the link, but
y'all,
yes.
Y'all got your tickets yet?
For...
Nope.
Tickets for what?
Spider-Man.
No, I didn't know when you would be back. I said this already. No. I didn't know when you would be back, so I didn't...
Next time it's 7 o'clock. Sorry to interrupt the whole conversation, but you know, if y'all want to get these tickets together, I'm looking at this IMAX at 7 o'clock.
Well, just get them now.
You got first place.
Just get them now.
Oh. But it's like, oh yeah, you did.
Oh shit! Damn, the boy might got skill.
You should check your snap. He got some pretty good. I mean, it's pretty basic. You just like take him down and just throw him in a headlock. But
oh, PG wrestling.
Exactly.
All right. So,
y'all getting your tickets?
So hold on now. You want Fandango AMC?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm on Fandango. I'm gonna get this. I don't want that seat though. Oh, I can scoot in. That's why. Okay,
you can scoot in.
Oh, I have to unselect it.
It's Fandango.
I'm in the back.
All right, skip that.
So we gonna stop the podcast to do this? Just right
there. This Regal Westview.
Oh my God. This okay.
7:40.
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Well, 7 o'clock.
IMAX.
Yeah, okay, so what's happening in the podcast now? We
ordering a ticket.
We trying to get this Spider-Man.
Because we spoiling it next week, everybody. We talking all types of stuff.
Oops, I see it's 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, so what's happening? We getting these...
Something's wrong with my thing.
These Spider-Man tickets. That's what's happening right now. I want to just...
So where all at?
I'm at the
just,
end.
I literally just opened this.
I'm in one...
N1.
Yeah, it's like second from the back on the right, bottom right.
Okay, I'm N2.
You see the two seats?
Yep, yeah, N2.
Yeah,
yep.
That's me.
Okay, so we're going to get this one adult. Oh, man. Choose seat. You said you're N1 and N2?
Yeah.
And what? That's like close to the back, I'm guessing?
Yeah, second row from the back, bottom right.
Okay, you getting N2? Because I can also get N2 right now. Okay. I'm not going to do that.
Well, I'm N2.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting M3. That makes sense to me.
Confirmed.
Yes.
That I am N2.
You are
N2. I am N2.
Okay, so we're going to continue. Get the little thumbprint in there. No, you don't got to get the thumbprint in there. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so industry plants, right? Like Donovan said, basically, they have a lot of backing in the industry, even though a major part of their draw is that they don't, is that they, you know, are doing a lot of this on their own. Now, interestingly enough, are you not on the Wi-Fi? You started the process and we're both done.
Yeah, my credit card, you know.
You got it's up there in the heavens.
You have your credit card? How do you use your credit card? Like, is it like just saved in there?
Yeah, because I wouldn't, before COVID, I used to go to the movies a lot.
See, I haven't been to the movies.
You can connect your
at least in like a year and a half.
You can connect your Google Pay to it. That's what I did.
Or and then Etsy, Apple Pay be so damn convenient.
Or your Apple Pay, yeah. But anyway, so industry plants, right? So theorize, like you said, Lizzo was one of the ones on the list of her being. Yeah, jack off and spew it everywhere.
Yeah.
As an industry plant. Also very interesting, your boy.
Jack Harlow.
No, Chancellor?
Chancellor.
The hell yeah.
Really?
It's theorized that Chancellor.
What's an industry plant again?
An industry plant is someone who has a lot of backing from a label but claims that they don't. So it seems like they have this homegrown, like they work, they grind it for what they have. But it's kind of like the opposite. They had a lot of help, a lot of backing.
And is this a self-claim or like a claim?
These are theorized. These are theorized industry plants. Lizzo's a theorized industry plant. Chancellor's a theorized industry plant.
I don't know much about Lizzo, so I can't talk about her. But Chancellor, I don't know. I don't think he's an industry like.
They say Aubrey is one.
I think. So I've always wondered.
About?
How Chance got like his like. Upcomings and like whatnot, and how he was able to get like some of these bigger titles,
mm-hmm.
or not bigger, but like bigger artists. But like, if you look at Chance's album,
the actual, like, the...
Yeah, any of the albums. So, well, like,
technically, mixtapes, but so this, like, is.
Yeah, whatever. Not the last one, because I don't think there was too many, like, new big names on that one.
Okay.
But, like, Coloring Book and the one big before. One. Like, those two, if you look at them, you can see, like... There's certain artists on there. And if you go look at those artists around, like, the same time, it's like they kind of did, like, a one-for-one trade. And I think that's how he cut his deals.
One-for-one?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I get that as a theory, but to be devil's advocate, why does, like, a Lil Wayne need a chance to Ben, Chancellor Bennett?
Because I don't think Chance was ever on a Lil Wayne.
He may have been, but just in theorize, like, why would Lil Wayne need that? Or why would a 2 Chainz need that? Or why would...
Just in case.
Just to have it in your back pocket?
Yeah, just to have it in your back pocket. Because Chance was hot then. Everybody wanted Chance.
Scorching. Especially off that all that shit with Kanye. I still think
Chance's features are solid.
Yeah, when just he's not... Let, when he just jumps on the song. Yeah,
don't let him take the lead on nothing no more. We gotta watch it. He talking about this comeback.
He's sounding like Kanye now. Don't See, I was just pulling this
I'm
up.
I'm a fan Those of are Kanye. Some... I'm still a fan of Kanye.
Actually...
Yeah, I like his music.
How do you feel about his most recent album?
I liked it. Okay. It was solid. It was better than Drake's most recent. What the
hell going You know on? They're both up for Grammys?
Yep.
I don't like this whole, like, free whoever, Larry Hoover.
Big Meech?
Free Hoover. Free Larry Hoover, right? And they did, like, that whole, like, benefit concert for him. They, like, squashed this whole beef that was, like, a thing but not a thing.
Well, I think it was kind of a thing.
There's this
I ain't see nobody show. Die.
BFM or BMF? BMF.
And Big I think it's, Mouth.
I think it's about the Black Mafia family. And I think it's about Big Meech and that stuff.
First of all, don't come to me pleading for your son to for your father to get out when he did what he did and he's paying for his crimes.
I think you need to expound.
Larry Hoover.
Okay.
And his son, Larry Hoover Jr.,
that's convenient.
He's like, he's on the album, like, Kanye put him on the album, like, yeah, he said my father was going to be out by the time I graduated.
Oh, that's him at the end of the album?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's like, you said my father was going to be out by the time I graduated, and he's still not out, and then my daughter's graduated, and he's still not out.
Yeah, I was like,
this man was the leader of the whole gang. He's slewing people, dealing drugs, willing and dealing.
He can't be slewing but, people.
Nah. He can't be slewing people. It's cool. It's your dad. I get it. But
he deserves to be there.
He did what he did. He made his bed. Now I gotta sleep in it.
Okay. So
you don't feel the same way?
I mean, I don't know much about the situation. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I've heard
the tip of the iceberg, but I still don't.
I'm not even in the continent. I know very little. I've heard the name reference, but I don't know. I know BMF. I know of it because I'm always interested in, like, gang shit and drug shit, but, like, I don't know much about the dealings, like the comings and goings. Yeah. But, I mean, gangs, you know, they do nefarious shit. They kill people. They sell drugs. They, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I would imagine that someone who started something like that would probably have some dealings in those things.
He was the leader of something Disciples. Mm-hmm. It was some type of Disciples that he was, like, the leader of.
Screaming?
What?
What am I looking up?
The Disciples.
Who Larry Hoover was a disciple.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm guessing maybe the Disciples were, like, a subsection of BMF, because is it, like, factual that he started that?
BMF or Disciples?
He's a co-founder of the Chicago Street Gang, Gangsta Disciples.
There it is.
Gangsta Disciples. That's such an easy name. So easy to remember. Now that you know it, I feel like you'll remember for the future is what I mean. Got it.
But, yeah, I mean, like, you made your bed, you got to sleep Coolio. In it. Because, like, the homeboy, big, like, what is his name? Mook? This is a big guy, real big guy. I asked you about him the other, like months ago.
Mookie?
He's like a real big guy. He's trying to advocate that he's a Chainz guy. He started the Crips.
Oh,
Tookie Williams?
Tookie, yeah.
There it is. I was close. I was one letter off.
Yeah, you were right there.
But, like, how he's like, oh, I'm a reformed man, and I'm Chainz.
I'm pretty sure they killed him.
Let me out. Cause you know I'm trying to be out here Chainz. I don't think he's alive.
No, he died 2005.
Yeah, but he was trying to, like, get out, but they never let him out early because he was saying how, like, he saw his gangsta ways was the bad way and he didn't want to do it again.
I'm pretty sure Jamie Foxx played him in a movie.
Really? Huh.
I'm so, like, 95% sure.
I think an interesting thing about Tookie is, like, with the Crips, like, Inception was positive, if I'm correct. Like, there was the Crips started off as kind of like the Black Panthers in a sense, like doing shit for the community and whatnot, if I'm not mistaken. And then it kind of like evolved into the more aggressive, nefarious version of the Crips that we know now, if I'm not mistaken. Because it's like community resurrection in progress or something. It's like an acronym for the Crips. Community something in progress. Restoration in progress or something along the lines of that. So I would imagine that someone like Tookie would have
community. Hold up. There's one here that says common revolution in progress. Mm. Down. Okay. Oh, here it is. Community reform inter-party service.
So without
community or community revolutionary inter-party service.
Oof, sounds complicated. So what I was saying was the difference between someone like Tookie and someone like Larry Hoover is that the Crips started, which Tookie founded, well, helped found, as started as something more community-based. Mm-hmm. So sound more like along the lines of the Black Panthers, and it devolved into what we understand as the Crips today. So I don't know if Larry Hoover had that same like idea of what he wanted his organization to. Okay, so he started
well,
it
that's
with,
what I'm like insinuating, because
so he started with the idea that this is going to be some bad guy shit. Tookie didn't start it with some bad guy shit. It devolved into that. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of like a
Leave
difference
it don't forget. I mean he's probably too old to really do nothing.
I mean, but you never know, man. Especially with the Italians and their whole mob situation.
They
it's
just
the older
shots.
Yeah, those are the people that you need to be more aware of. The people that can actually pull the trigger, push the button, get shit done. Yeah. The older guys, they have the connections. Those are the ones you probably don't want out on the streets. Yeah. Even if he does have the connections that he possibly does have from starting a whole ass gang, wherever he is, it probably wouldn't really matter. Because if he wants something done, if he wants someone touched, he probably can get them touched. Regardless of where he is.
I'm about to say, probably get in touch right now.
Exactly.
But
so
I feel like they're screaming. Well, they're probably sending like cryptic letters so they don't know.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't have to say much. Like if you know.
Or you can go there.
Go to
like
the prison?
Yeah.
And talk to them in person? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they record in person shit?
I don't think so. Their quote unquote lawyer talk to him.
True. But if you're talking code, I mean like, oh, look at Jamie. Is that him?
I knew he played him.
What did he play?
He played Stanley Tookie Williams in the movie Redemption.
He's a little small.
Oh, yeah, Tookie Williams used to be a bodybuilder, big as hell.
That man is
a large person.
Yeah.
Large person. All right,
I was going to say, oh, I was like 50 Cent. I was like, 50 Cent don't even. He's like half the size of
Tookie
Williams.
Tookie big man.
Large person. So, okay. So, how do you feel about the idea of a energy plant? If it is what we understand it to be, someone who says they're homegrown but they actually really aren't.
I mean, look at Drake. He don't write his music, but we not phased. It's okay. They gotta do what they gotta do to get to the top.
Okay, what do you think?
Oh, Drake is on this list.
Yeah, no,
has an industry plant.
I don't understand how, because.
Well, the idea behind Drake. Well, the story that he tells is that he was way back in the day. He was struggling through school, wheelchair Jimmy, hustling, doing these things, ins and outs, and he started rapping, and it kind of like snowballed, caught on. He had what the fuck was that first mixtape? I don't remember, but the shit was
Uptown?
Good.
No, not huh? Uptown. So Far Gone.
Mm-mm, before that.
Oh, that I don't know.
Anyway, then he met Wayne, and then the rest is history. But apparently, there was some ins and outs that we don't know about, you know, him in there somewhere. I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm kind of like in the. Oh, you, Donovan. What did you say? How do you feel about it? The idea of an industry plant.
I mean,
the idea is fine.
It is what it is.
What's the bad side of it?
It's they're kind of like not being honest about, you know, their upbringing, their claim to fame, if you will. If someone says they did the One Punch Man workout. And got swole, but they didn't. It's kind of like you're not being truthful, especially with the people that are following you. So they have Billie Eilish is on this list. Aubrey is on this list. Olivia Rodrigo is on this list. Lizzo's on here. Anybody else of note, Donovan, because you have it open?
They got DJ Khaled.
I'm not shocked.
Billie Eilish, mm-hmm. William Eilish. Mm-hmm. Lizzo, Chance the Rapper, Lil Nas X, Travis Scott, Elaine, I don't know who the fuck that is, Drake, and recently Olivia Rodrigo.
Ooh. He didn't give me the ooh when I said it.
Because I didn't hear Olivia Rodrigo.
I don't even know who that is.
She has an album out that's really, really good. But so the thing.
Really popular, apparently.
Very popular. So the thing I'm feeling about it, like.
Fuck it.
I feel like if if this is true, right? If the whole idea of an industry plant is accurate, I feel like the industries would want people to know. Because there are so many people who are on this whole, like, you don't need labels. And if people are blowing up still behind labels, it will make sense for the labels to, you know, have that word be out. No?
I mean, I feel like maybe some of their lives are, like, I feel like Lil Nas X is more of a, he's a gag. Like, his character's a gag.
Right, his character?
Yeah, and like.
I don't think he got no skills.
No. I think, like, his persona is, he's playing it. I'm not saying he's not gay. But I'm saying, like,
everything outside of that.
Everything outside of that.
Mm, okay.
But, like, maybe, I mean, Chance grew up in fucking Chicago. Like, he definitely belonged to the streets.
Okay, so.
I don't think he was in the streets.
Because his dad was a politician, right?
Exactly. And his mom probably whooped his ass when he stepped out of line. But I don't think he was in the streets. You know?
I don't think he says that he was, right?
I mean, that's like the Migos. The Migos. I feel like they should be industry plants too, because they grew up in the suburbs.
Ooh. Didn't know that.
So is it? So it's just pretty much like you're just not telling the truth about your background.
Basically, so yeah.
Like, Super Duper like, Kyle wouldn't be considered an industry plant because he's fucking lame.
So how was Olivia Rodrigo an industry plant?
Well, I'm guessing because, and the thing about that is because some of the people on the list are talented people, for the most part, because Olivia. Is writing her own songs. She can fucking sing. Like, Chance had this moment where he was producing, rapping, doing all this work. And I feel like I'm not sure where the hard work stops and the industry intervenes.
When you get collabs with, when you're, I feel like it's when you're like just randomly coming out the cut and you have big name artists on your shit, AKA Justin Bieber.
Okay. Well, Olivia, her album doesn't have any features on it.
Chance but was discovered by Homeboy.
Was
Childish. He brought him on tour.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's where I think he got his jump from.
I don't know. I just.
I don't know about Lil Nas. He came out the cut with Billy Ray.
Mm-hmm. And how you get that connection. Like,
I feel like he's a little salty about that.
Who? Billy Ray?
Because he's not reaping the benefits.
Because he didn't know he was gay at the time.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're his. Daughter eats pussy, I believe.
Yeah.
Good for her. Good for her.
But isn't she's a Disney star?
Oh God.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Olivia.
Really?
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean that.
Looking in the Reddit.
Of
yes, a Disney teen star.
Okay, well, I don't know how she should be on the list then, because it's like you gain your popularity through, you know, your connections with Disney. And they own everything. So, like, of course you're going to be popular if you shake those hands. Like, the Mickey Mouse Club. Fucking Justin Timberlake was in the Mickey Mouse Club. Britney Spears was in the Mickey Mouse Club. Who else was in the Mickey Mouse Club? I don't know. But a whole bunch
Where of people. Where was Beyonce at?
As far as what?
As a kid. Didn't she do something as a kid?
I saw videos of her doing, like, talent shows.
I thought she might have been on there.
On the Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm kind of in the middle about it. Like, I get why it's a bit of a hiccup for, like, real fans. Because if you're, like, a really big fan of Lil Nas X and you feel like he's gone through this trajectory. hypothetically speaking, you're a big fan of Lil Nas X, you're like, okay, he's gone through all this stuff, he really worked hard, blah, 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 and that's not the case, then that connection is kind of like frayed in a sense.
I feel like he can sing. Like, he probably has to. You have to have some type of skill.
I don't know, man.
To do it.
What is it called when you change the sound?
Auto-tune.
Auto-tune is crazy. Auto-tune is nuts.
It is, but, I mean, T-Pain used auto-tune, and he can actually sing.
Yeah, I feel like, but T-Pain kind of honed his skills after he got shat on for auto-tune. Didn't he said,
Usher made him feel bad.
Basically, yeah.
But he changed the game with auto-tune.
Yes, that is very true. Very true. Because before, auto-tune was kind of like a little tool that you would use to, like, a little bit here, a little bit there,
or whatever.
Yeah, but now T-Pain comes in, was like, actually, we're gonna change the entire sound of something. That's kind of, you know,
I think he can sing.
Yeah, he can. I mean, there's evidence of it.
I'm talking about Lil Nas X.
Oh shit, I don't know.
I think he can sing. I just think that he probably was on somewhere and somebody saw a chance to make this kid a star and use him as an industry. It. Yeah.
I don't know. It is an interesting concept.
Yeah, he got to perform live.
Yes. And when you perform live, there's also the opportunity for you not to sing live. Mariah Carey does this shit all the time.
Yeah, she doesn't sing. She just interacts with the crowd.
But what I'm saying is that's an option. So your live performances.
He's done a. He sang.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
He can't just go up there.
Do the robot a couple times in his gold armor.
You got to say at least something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know about Chance. I don't think he's an industry plant. I think he's actually really talented individually. I think DJ Khaled might be an industry plant.
I think DJ Khaled has to be an industry plant because he doesn't have any talent.
He's a DJ. He just
he's networks.
His talent is networked. Yeah. Networking. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
I think he made really good beats, and somebody picked him up and was like, I got a guy, Akon. Make a beat for Akon. If you impress Akon, then we can boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And then that's probably how he got
probably
big.
Come to these people like, you know, you would sound good together with this person.
I would love to hear some DJ Khaled beats. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't want
to
hear him ever talk.
And then Drake was popular off of Degrassi.
Yeah. But, I mean, okay. But making that transition isn't easy. People do it, but it's not easy.
I mean, Childish.
It definitely wasn't easy for him because he had multiple steps. So he went from acting to comedy to music.
Acting, comedy kind of goes
hand. Yeah. I mean, like stand-up.
Yeah.
His stand-up was hilarious, by the way. He needed to do more. I mean, regardless, besides the point. I mean, I feel like the idea of an industry plant takes talent away from people. And I feel like some people shouldn't have that moniker and have their talent taken. Like, I feel like
if they're truly talented,
yes,
sure. But there are those that are clearly
not.
you're acting every day.
I feel like
you may have some skill, like you might have auditioned for what's the damn show?
America's Got Talent.
No, the singing one.
Voice.
That's one of them, but he's Mass talking Singer. About
the OG.
He's talking about.
American Idol.
There it Thank is. You. I was thinking. So you think
you might have been on American Idol? Got through to like maybe like the first couple rounds.
Shout out to Ruben Studdard.
He won.
I know. Shout out to Ruben Studdard.
He does gospel now.
Shout out. Sorry for 2004, baby.
That's a slapper, though.
It is.
But yeah, you might have got through a couple rounds and then like, boom. But then they might have seen like, oh, your person got a cool personality, whatever. Now we're gonna make you larger than life.
Right. So they have to have something to start with.
Yeah. Spark gotta be there.
Yeah,
because it's just up to somebody to take the spark and make it go boom.
Because I feel like the level that some people reach is like really, really difficult. Like people have hundreds of millions of Instagram followers.
Selena Gomez,
hundreds of millions of Instagram followers.
And Dwayne Johnson.
Man.
Oh,
never mind.
Oh, okay. Speaking of,
he has so many companies. So many.
Got to invest in yourself.
So many.
Speaking of larger than life actors, have y'all seen Fight Club, right?
No.
No.
What? Actually?
I said what I said.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I've seen it.
Thank you. Well, this whole next part was like kind of hankering on the fact that you've seen it. But what happens in the movie, because I'm about to spoil it now, because it's like 20, 30 years old now.
I think that's fair.
Okay. So what happens in the movie is the main character.
Brad Pitt?
No. Well, yes.
Technically.
No, the main character, the narrator.
1999 is when this movie came out.
Okay. So the main character makes this alternate version of himself. It's kind of like the ideal version that would.
Jared Little was in this.
Jared Little. Oh yeah, he was the good looking guy that got the shit beat out of him.
Angel Face.
There's a lot of people in Psych, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in Psych. It's a really good show.
John Cena was in it the other day.
Who? You can't see him. I don't know how you know he was in the show.
Well, that's got arrested.
So
got put in jail.
So what happens is the main character creates this version of himself, like the ideal version. So there's a scene where he's like, I look like you want to look, I fuck like you want to fuck, and all this other stuff, right? So I was thinking, who is the ideal version of yourself? The character he creates is Tyler Durden. Who's the Tyler Durden for you? Who is the person who, like, has the talent that you want to have, or looks like you want to look, or, like, fucks like you want to fuck. It was like a porn star, maybe. I don't know. I think I'll go first. So
probably Michael Jai White.
That is a good one. For
that's
you,
who
those
want to be.
No, it's kind of like if everything was turned up to 11, mm-hmm. It would be Michael Jai White for him. Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense. If you don't know who Michael Jai White is, open your eyes. He is a action star. Martial artist,
yeah.
Teacher,
yep.
Spawn back in the day,
oh,
in the 90s.
Yeah. OG, bring comic books to life.
I'm just saying, that's a solid one right there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel like I should have thought more about this. Okay, I feel like the first kind of like one that goes up is kind of like I'm gonna say Michael B. Jordan. I'm gonna say it. I said it. Don't purse your lips and smile at me, man. I'm just saying, that's how I feel.
Y'all
want to
have bolder shoulders.
Yes. Did you? Yo, look at his shoulders, bro. So
he has really good deltoids. His delts are amazing.
Because weren't you just going on his acting skills?
Yeah, I'm not talking about acting. I'm talking about his physique. Because I was in the gym earlier struggling. So I'm thinking about his physique.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, not his acting. Yeah, whatever. But, yo.
The Rock would be like a close second.
As far as
that's like a turn physique,
23, right? That dial is broken.
Michael Jai White is probably like, I wouldn't say maybe attainable, but I could get there.
I mean, I feel like we were talking before about you wanting to drop your body fat down. I feel like when you do that, I feel like you'll be right there.
Yeah, the Rock though. If I just want to be fucking massive, I would aim to be like the Rock.
It's a whole tree. That man's a whole tree.
His legs, incredible,
huge.
Incredible
trees,
fucking incredible.
But yeah, Michael Jai White, that dude's body is crazy. What he be doing for these guys?
Pull this off. You gotta do more shoulders.
I gotta do more shoulders, man. Cause
you gotta do more shoulders.
Why he wet in that picture? Go up. Why he wet right there? He want to be what
glistening.
Is it? How does it feel?
D'Angelo.
He want to be D'Angelo so bad. Look in the all black background. You want to be D'Angelo so bad.
Niggas want to be naked in all
the
videos. Marcus Houston did the same thing in the naked video.
I mean, because that shit worked for D'Angelo.
It did. That song was slap.
I'm just saying. I'm
trying to make a baby.
Whispering. What?
Every day.
Okay.
Holla at your boy.
All right. Ed the producer, what do you think?
For what, me?
Yeah.
For y'all.
For you.
Mm. I don't know. Who would I
want to
be?
I kind of like compartmentalized it and just grabbed this one part, the physique. I feel like Donovan probably had more attachment to Michael Jai White because of the whole martial arts thing. There's a physique
action
thing.
Star. Yeah.
I got it, man. I know. You're great.
The firearms trainings that he has to go through for his roles. That's what I want.
You can
man.
Have more attachment, but I just grabbed onto the one. So you can, you know.
Look at him kicking this thing in the
IP
chest.
Man.
Donnie Yen?
Yeah.
That man's fast.
Fast hands. He up there too. If boy, the fucking hand speed, snatch a wings off a fly. My god damn it!
So I still don't think he would be Mike Tyson in a real life fight.
No,
probably not. Because if Mike hits him, it's not good at all. Yeah,
if Mike hits him on the jaw, he going to sleep.
If Mike hits
he
him,
he will
in the,
go to sleep.
If Mike hits him in the body, he's not moving around.
He's going great to, fight scene though.
It's amazing fight.
I'll
scene.
I'll give him that great fight scene. Not believable.
He gonna have to take his kneecaps out immediately. If you gave him a bow staff, I'll give it to Donnie. Yeah.
I mean, because Mike still look good.
I really hope Jake Paul fights Mike Tyson.
It's no way Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson.
Or whatever Paul is fighting, I just want him to fight Mike Tyson.
I don't think any...
Because, okay.
Hop over.
I know. Sorry, we're going to deviate a little bit. I hope we hearken,
man.
But this whole, like, can't believe Tyron Woodley got beat. If you did not see that whole Titans show with The Rock...
Yo, yeah.
Not a chance. I can totally believe Tyron Woodley got beat.
I can see either or.
He got gassed and winded in like 3 seconds. So you already know he's not keeping up his training regimen. I'm not shocked he got whooped.
Let's give more information to people who aren't privy to what you're talking about.
They had a fight, I think, one of the Pauls, one of the Logans.
Jake Paul Logan.
Yeah, his name.
Logan Paul is another person.
Jake Paul Logan.
He fought Tyron Woodley last night, who used to be UFC champ, right?
Yep, welterweight champ.
Oh, welterweight? Yep. I don't know what weight that is. It's just a weight.
It's lighter than heavy.
How long has he been out the game?
Oof.
5 years, 6 years, 7 years.
Oh, wow.
10 years, a decade.
I don't know if it's been over
half
10.
A decade.
I don't say.
How old is he?
It's definitely been a few years. He's 39.
Okay. At least almost a decade. I feel like 30, probably he might be done. Yeah,
actually he might. Well, if he stayed in for a while, maybe his late 20s.
2012.
So
when he lost the title, this was the downfall of his career.
Oof.
He lost the title in
2001.
At the beginning. 2019.
Oh.
So
a couple years ago, that's when he lost the title. But he went downhill from there.
So he wasn't as like out of it as you would think he was. Interesting.
But he would blow up in between training camps. Like, he didn't stay super in shape. He put on the pounds.
But the rest of the story is he got knocked out
again,
6 rounds out of 8. I still think it's considered like exhibitions. I don't know if they're pro matches yet or not.
I think they're exhibitions.
Mm. I mean they're getting paid like a lot of money.
But like round 6 out of 8, I didn't see the whole fight. I just saw the knockout. But
which was
took
incredible.
One on the chin and just got put to sleep.
That, like, overhand.
He got penguin like toboggan sleep style, like on the floor.
So Jake Paul is a internet superstar turned
YouTuber.
Boxer.
Oh, sorry, yeah, whatever.
And
I've never heard of this man. Like,
it was a time where he was like had this whole really negative persona about some of the shit he was doing on the internet. Like,
yeah, I heard about him.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago. So he would like have pranks and like bother his neighbors and shit like that.
The Suicide Force.
That was his brother. That was Logan.
Okay, that's what like the downfall of him.
Yeah, but that's Logan's another thing. So yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
I know, that was not a good idea. So what happens with Jake is he has like this whole, actually no, he was on Disney.
He was on Disney.
He was on Disney. Then he was an actor.
Okay.
He was on Disney. Then he got this whole bad boy persona. Yeah, and that Disney thing kind of fell apart. His bad boy persona kind of had him in a roller coaster situation. And he decided, like, okay, I'm going to take up boxing. And he, like, really leaned into boxing. And his brother, Logan, also leaned into boxing since a couple years ago. He fought
I don't know.
KSI?
No.
He fought Mayweather. Like,
Mayweather,
last
yes.
Year. Or was that earlier this year?
I think that was last year.
Could be this year.
It might have been.
We almost are at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So then Jake just started
Logan used to be he was a state champ wrestler.
Yeah, they were both in beginning wrestling. So
he wants to make the transit. Jake is talking about transitioning to MMA.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Wait, how many Pauls? What?
There are two. There are two Pauls.
There's Logan, aka Maverick,
And Jake is the one. He had the
Charizard card in the chain.
Oh yeah, that shit was fucking nuts. But anyway, so now he is transitioning into this boxer. So he's taking on people not so far removed from athleticism, where it's kind of like
he's not taking on pro boxers.
On pro boxers. His first match was against a basketball player,
Nate Robinson.
Right? Yeah. And then he went up against Tyrone Woodley, who's a fighter, but not a boxer.
Correct.
But the issue is, boxing is a completely different monster as it compares to MMA.
Correct.
Regardless.
You have more leeway in MMA with your boxing. You can afford to be more lazy.
Yeah.
And in boxing, you cannot afford to be lazy. Because even the smallest things, like a slight drop in the hands,
we'll get you knocked out.
We'll have you sleeping.
You'll be 99.
Stiff as a board.
So Jake is having. So Jake is having this rise as this, like, quote, I want to say amateur, but he's literally making millions upon millions of dollars. I can't call him an amateur boxer. I can't call him an amateur boxer.
He's an amateur boxer.
Really?
He's an amateur boxer.
He's on paper.
Until he fights a
boxer.
A real cemented boxer.
What's the league? Is it like, it's WBO, right?
WBO, World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of shits.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like things he can get into, but I feel like he's staying in his niche on what he does. And
yeah.
That's like drumming up like stuff and making
drumming
money
up eyes and making a lot of money.
Yeah. But I could still see him totally getting the advantage because he has been like training hard. Like you can tell like by his like body and like how he's been like.
Yeah, he's definitely been. And it was interesting, like he had this Instagram post that he put up, and he had a list of people who he wanted to fight on.
Well, I guess he is a pro.
Considered pro? How does it being considered pro? Just because he's getting paid?
I guess so.
What's his record?
Because it says he'll be making his professional debut against a YouTuber.
Okay. Oh yeah, because he fought KSI's brother when Logan fought KSI.
So I guess that does. That makes him a pro.
Interesting.
So does he have like his pro record, or is it just a record? Over
he hasn't
his
lost.
His
so
professional
4-0, right?
Record is 4-0.
Yeah. Interesting.
Keep it up. Beat Mayweather's record.
It might take your entire life.
Excuse me. He's 5-0.
Because last night.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I totally believe that he could have beat him because Tyrone Woodley has not been keeping
4 KOs, one decision.
This man's doing what he's got to do. But anyway, on his list of people he wanted to potentially fight was his brother Logan. And I thought that was really interesting.
He would whip his brother's ass in a boxing match.
It would be really interesting.
Absolutely.
It would be interesting.
Absolutely.
Who's older?
Logan's older. And I think he might be a little taller,
Jake,
by like an inch or two.
I think Jake is the
better boxer.
The better boxer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, but
wait. So who? I'm confused.
But Logan went up against fucking Mayweather, though.
And Mayweather played with him like he was a fucking 2-year-old.
Yeah, because it's Mayweather, the best boxer in the world,
and the best marketer ever.
Mayweather knew damn well what he was doing.
Oh yeah,
he was like, "I'm gonna go rake in $10 million real quick." Yo,
his spending habits can't keep up with that.
That money that they're making off of these fights is incredible.
Oh man, he's been charged with sexual assault.
Well, that's not what you want.
Or accused. Sorry, accused.
I mean. Internet always forgets.
Sexual assault? Question mark?
David Dobrik.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do anything.
He waited 6 months. He was with the people.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be with
the people. He's guilty by association.
That's right.
Didn't stop it.
He's a rapper? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Don't miss. Not
Ooh,
good.
The Rock did one, too.
A rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Tech 9.
It's about drive. It's about power. Yeah.
People
be listening to that shit in
the gym. What was that thing that you were talking about?
You're turned up to 11 version of yourself.
Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
That'd be me.
So what is the connection? Got it. Okay.
If I just wanted to be somebody, if I turned it up to 23, I'd probably be the Rock. 23 would be the Rock.
You like skin? Just get a big tattoo. You're on the way there.
If it was like between 11 and 23.
Okay. That's when
who's the boy's name that was in Harder They Fall? Jonathan Majors. That'd be my between 11 and 23.
Got it. You don't have the civil rights face, though.
I don't.
That's what you need to work on. You need to work on widening your nose.
It's probably because he's from Texas, but I don't think that has anything to do with it. But
I mean, there's racism down there.
He's from Texas.
Maybe that's what happens. You experience racism and just like... brings all of you down to your nose and face.
Look at granddad.
Yeah.
Straight from civil rights.
Straight.
It's not because he lived through it.
That's got to be something right there. Okay.
He lived through the end of it. Well, yeah.
I mean,
through civil rights. Because there was really no civil rights before that. So, yeah, through civil rights.
Okay. That's fair. So,
and it ain't over.
Does anyone know who Shan Boudran is?
No.
No.
She is a internet personality, a author, and a, I believe, like, sex therapist? No, I don't think she's a sex therapist. I don't know. Anyway, on one of her...
T.I. would be my list, too.
Really?
He'd be...
T.I.
He'd be below Jonathan Majors, but above Chance the Rapper.
T.I. would be above... Why? Because of the skill?
Yeah, because he's a villain, too.
Yeah, he's villainous. But he's shorter than... In a big ass. He would be shorter than you.
He probably would.
T.I., I think, is like my height.
So why do I have to go for just physical attributes?
You're right.
Look at T.I. Any connection you want to make? Yeah, his head. He has the skill to wear a hat on the side of his head. Nobody
else. No one knows how that stuck. No one. Exactly. So Shan got on one of her podcast episodes, and she was talking about making out. And her husband.
She black?
Yes.
White?
She's black.
Mixed?
I think she's mixed, actually. Her husband, who she just recently had a baby with, adorable baby, and they were talking about making out. And they were talking about how long, and I wanted to, this is the question I wanted to bring to you guys. How long can you make out when you know that there's nothing coming afterward? If you know there's no hand stuff, no mouth stuff, no sex stuff, how long are you willing to just make out?
A few minutes.
A few minutes? 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
A couple days.
A single session. A
couple days.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, this will be mad chat.
Mad chat, hella dry.
Gotta take a break. Gotta rechap the lips.
So someone on the show said, I think he said 90 seconds. If he knows it's not going anywhere, he said 90 seconds. And I feel like that is, I don't want to say reasonable, but that's kind of like the way I'm leaning. Because I don't know about you two, but when I'm smooching, I'm thinking something's going to happen.
So you're assuming that woman owes you something?
I'm not assuming, I'm presuming, if anything. And I'm also, I haven't been canceled yet. Yeah, god damn it.
So you are assuming.
You're goddamn right.
Okay, just
want
to get
that. Want that wax. Mouth. Anyway, no, but it's just like, I feel like it's a natural progression, right? That's kind of how, you know, you start. You know, you're doing it and it goes to hand stuff, mouth stuff.
Yeah, that's your first base.
Yeah, maybe that's how it starts.
Maybe next time you get to second. You just got to smooch her up.
I just feel like in a situation where if I've run all the bases before, if I've been to home plate, if this is another situation entirely where like maybe a second or third meetup, if we're making out, I'm like, yo, okay, last couple times we've done this, we did something.
That's
so I'm
fair.
Thinking it's gonna go.
That's fair. But if it's the first time.
Oh, if it's the first time, okay. But if it's the first time and I'm like, okay, we've been making out for 2 or 3 minutes and she's already told me, hey, this isn't going beyond this, I'm like, okay
then yeah.
I'm a come back a little bit. I'm a pull back.
I'm saying my mom's calling me or something.
Yeah.
My dog died. I gotta go.
But is that reasonable to like pull out of that situation?
Yeah.
Keith, what do you think?
If that's not what you're looking for, why waste time?
I'd be tired, so, you know.
But you said a couple days before.
It'd be nap time. You know, be like, this movie ain't that good.
And it's not even if they were like a fantastic kisser, that would make me more wanting to like, you know, go the next step. What is this? What do you watch? Undisputed.
I was just, you know, yeah. I mean,
you just throw this on one.
Yeah.
When the time calls. So Undisputed, if you don't know, is a excellent martial arts movie where people punch and kick each other a whole bunch. Whole bunch.
I would put Scott Adkins up there, too.
Scott Adkins is, yeah.
That man, fuck.
He was just on an episode of Stuntmen React. You should watch that show. It's actually really interesting. It's a YouTube show where they get, like, people from certain categories to react and talk about certain shit on, like, a certain category. So they'll have stuntmen, they'll have visual artists.
Oh, it's kind of like when GQ and something else do, like, Jocko Willink, a Navy SEAL, was going to react to Navy SEAL.
Yeah. But they'll have like because Scott Adkins was on there and they were talking about some of his stunts that he's done. And they were breaking down like, okay, had a pad right here and we had to do this many times. And this is how you do something like this. And just having them break down that stuff is like really interesting. So the next time one of them come up, I think you're like, I'll slide it to you. Because the dude that doubled for Chadwick that played Black Panther was on one of the episodes. It was really interesting. But anyway, so Sometimes I reach out to my co-hosts here and I ask them if they want to talk about stuff, right? Maybe prior to the show. And this is one of the times when one of my co-hosts reached out to me and I was like, okay, cool. So Donovan Damage to my right here, before last time we recorded a week or so ago, episode was over. Usually throughout the week, I kind of like, you know, get topics and things together and I add them to the board. This time, Donovan hits me up, was like, yo, I got some heat. I got some stuff we got to talk about. And he wanted me to write down this quote, heat for Jaron. I'm Jaron, and he's got heat for me. So I don't know what this is all about. And this is my transition to you, Donovan. Maybe you can.
Yeah, let me pull up this heat for you.
Okay, there's heat.
Pull up this heat. Tiger Woods came back this week, and it was good.
Yeah? It was good. He out there swinging?
Yeah, man. He was in the cart, though, but he was swinging. He still got the skills. He got the distance. He got it all. Once he's able to walk,
his back, right?
That's no, it's his up? Leg. Oh, he got in an accident. He almost lost his leg in an accident.
Yeah, that's not what you
want. He, like, crushed it. They put, like, pins all through it. Mm-hmm. It's only been 10 months, and
he's already back.
Little boy. Striping it, you better watch out for this kid. I told my granddad's like, oh, he's gonna be good. I was like, he's not gonna be better than Tiger.
Cause I don't know if too many people can be,
because Tiger had that mentality of like,
gotta win.
Yep. Yeah,
it's about power, it's about drive.
He's not gonna do the same to his son. I don't think he'll put his son through that again.
So yes, this heat for you is when you are discussing flat foot people and how they shouldn't be given exercise advice. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Yes. Your bird chest head ass self to stop shopping in the junior section and not comment on exercise advice.
Okay, so this heat was coming from someone else.
Yes. Someone that's been an athlete for 10 years that has been flat-footed their whole life.
Got it.
Yep. And don't skip leg day. Starting to look like you work chest on stilts. Turkey ankle, head ass boy.
Turkey ankles. Got it. Okay, gobble gobble action. All right, yep. So... Yo. I don't know who this is, but I'm on my way to get canceled, so I appreciate that. So what I'm saying, right, as my clap back to this person, I feel as though when a person is not physically sound, but when they got the whole body thing going on, because they're talking about, you know, my turkey ankles and legs or stilts and whatnot, all that good stuff, I feel like it's a full body thing. The foot is a muscle. So if you have muscles throughout your entire body, those are also muscles that you could work on.
But does the foot affect your body if you don't take care of like how your stance is?
Absolutely. It can fuck up your entire stance, your balance.
Exactly.
So someone with flat feet could be affected by those things. A flat foot could like fuck up your whole spine.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if someone has their entire temple worked out from head to toe, ideally, having a flat foot wouldn't be, you know, great. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to be as aggressive as this person. Shout out to this person. I appreciate the heat.
I did say something to him the other day when he walked downstairs. He came in from somewhere. I was like,
me? Yeah, me. That's me. Okay.
You were like doing something, like you opened the fridge, and I was like, why you got both your chains on? Why you got that tiny ass shirt on too? He was like, oh, well, it was fit when I first got it, but now it's tiny. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm still wearing them little boy shirts.
This says people with flat feet don't have significant problems or need treatment.
No, I guess it's just what
it's personal preference.
Yes. Aesthetically, it's not that pleasing to me. Flat feet. Just saying. Why is he spinning?
He just cocked it.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, I guess it's just my preference then. So, do I still get clapped on or am I still canceled? I'm not really sure. Who knows? Huh. Anyway. So, was there anything else from with the heat or?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're still young in the community, so
yeah, very young. I just feel like that was the one thing. That was the one thing. Everything else, I don't know. Shit.
Stone cold.
I'm hungry.
This bald person.
We eating before or after?
Probably that is stone cold. Probably after, depending on when we finish.
Yeah, I want some McDonald's then.
Okay. Yep, I'm out. You drive it too.
I figured.
Yep.
It was my idea.
Okay.
But we gotta, you
in
know.
That case, we go to three separate restaurants.
And I'm just picking everybody up.
Oh, Detroit won today. They beat Arizona.
Of what?
Sorry, looking at the scores. The game or death.
Of all. Wow.
Out of all the teams they beat.
So, what the hell is. Oh, this is just a. Okay, this is okay. Yeah, this is like spicy. A little reel.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Everyday. She's always producing behind the scenes, and she sends me little interesting things that we can
tack talk.
Yeah, send me stuff that we can talk about through the show. And she sent me one clip from another podcast. Like, she ain't sending nobody clips from our podcast. I don't know.
We don't got no That's video assumption. To clip.
You know what? You're not wrong.
I know I'm not. Mm, see, what I said when you know I always be right.
Yep, you do. We talked about that the last episode. Yeah.
It's crazy.
she sent me this one where it was these fellas talking about connections that you have with women. So they said that if you have a true connection with a woman, it's going to make her stand out from the crowd. That connection is going to make her kind of like rise to the top. Meaning, if you're dating a couple. Maybe 3-4 people, the person, singular, and it's an assumption here, the singular person that you have a true connection with is going to kind of like stand out, and it's going to be obvious that that is the person that you're supposed to be with. How do you feel about that?
I guess I can agree to that.
Yeah. Why you agree? Let me see if I can find the clip.
Because if you know if you are serial dating, and you just happen to have this just a better click with somebody else, that would, you know, even while you're dating other people, you're still thinking about them. That's a OG connection.
So she
She would be, you know, you would be like, damn, okay, she's better than the rest. What's Trey Songz said?
Trey Songz be saying a lot. Here's the video.
Oops. The woman you have a connection with, she easily separates herself from the pack. If she is not separated from the pack, then there is not a connection there.
Wow.
All right. That's so fair. If you're ever in a situation where you're contemplating between multiple different women, I'm going to tell you to choose none.
Ooh.
All right. Because none of them have a connection with you, or you have no connection with them. And the connection has to be a two-way thing. So, yes, if not one of them stands out from the rest, don't do it. None of them are for you. They're all logical choices, maybe. Mm. And in your mind, you found all the reasons why you like them and this could possibly work. But again, without a genuine connection, it ain't going to work. When you meet the woman, you have a connection.
So, did I explain that well?
Sure.
Okay. So, you agree. Donovan? Question mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Edmund, what do you think?
I can agree.
Okay. Well, that's good because I disagree.
Interesting.
We know you don't. You don't believe in love.
No. And this is like, this is not for like a devil's advocate thing. I actually disagree because I feel like when you're dating, especially in the earlier portions, I feel like it's important to compartmentalize, meaning you have person for situation. Person A is for this, person B is for this, until it comes to a point where if you are finished with your dating, meaning you're ready to settle down, then person A, you figure out that they also have qualities that person B and C have. And then you can like kind of mold those things together to the person that you want. So if person A has qualities from B and C, but B doesn't have the same qualities that A has, then that's how it kind of like goes. I feel like it's kind of important to be able to make those distinctions. Does that make sense?
But wouldn't that come with a genuine connection?
I think what they are saying in this is like that genuine connection is a singular thing. And I think you can be connected to multiple people.
You can, but one is going to stand out.
Okay.
Out of all the connections you make, one is going to stand out. I think that's what they're saying.
Mm.
So like you could be dating 15 women,
mm-hmm.
but out of that 15 women, maybe two are you right? You really, really fuck with. And then from there, then you go start looking at, okay, well, A, she sucked my dick from the back.
Mm,
but
nice.
B, she ride the dick flat footed.
That's crazy. Calf's hot.
But then A tried out the flat footed thing and it was way better than B.
Mm.
So now A got the cookies. Just like that.
Knocked a ring on it.
Just like that.
I think that comes with being ready to settle. Not are settle, but...
Settle down?
Not like, settle down, but stop dating.
Are you ready to stop dating?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I haven't started, so I'm not ready to stop anytime soon. But I think that on the, maybe we're talking about different things. Maybe that's what the issue is. Because I think that what he's saying is that... And he had a great beard, by the way. I should have showed it to you. Well, I think what he's saying is that you're at a point where you are looking for that one person. And I'm thinking about the idea of dating in general and keeping that kind of like...
Do you know these are two separate topics? Because your topic will lead you to that.
You think so?
Yes. Because, again, you're going to be dating and you're going to be doing those things, but you're also going to get a genuine connection with one of them people, whether it be man, woman, horse, whatever you're into.
So, Ed Producer, what do you think of the idea of a genuine connection? What does that look like? Not specifically for you, just in general.
No, people that can just get along, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. Genuine connections.
I mean, but you had it before.
It's just a feeling. What do you
okay.
It's more than a feeling.
Donovan, what do you think?
About what?
The idea of a genuine connection, what it looks like.
It looks like my relationship.
Okay, you want to expound on that?
Does it now?
Yep, it's a genuine connection. She makes me better. You make her better. You guys grow together. And then when people see you, they know, like, damn, that's they got what I want. It's like for when Will, the first iteration of Will and Jada before she started dirting and shit.
I think it's kind of like effortlessness. Effortlessness? Yes, am I saying that right? Yeah, effortlessness. Yeah. Like, it just happened. Remember when we were talking about killing babies last episode? How it's just, you don't really got to do anything. It just happens. It just happens. You don't have to do anything. You just leave it there. I feel like it's kind of like that. Like, you have to do very little, because sometimes you can be in certain situations, dating, relationships, wherever, where there's a lot of effort that you have to put in. I'm not saying, like, you should be doing nothing in relationships, but I'm just saying, like, being with one another should be simple. Like, you should be able to be in a room with someone and not say anything or do anything, just be in that person's presence. And I feel like that is kind of like that genuine connection.
I got that.
Yes, we know. Congratulations, and I'm happy for you.
No, you're not.
I love love. Love is dope as shit. I be mad wet at the weddings.
When it's not yours. Gay.
Wait, which part? Gay? I'm wet at weddings?
Yeah, why you wet?
I'm a WW. Come on now. Because love be getting me there. My eyes be crying, man. I don't know. I feel like... let's see, what else? So, I saw... It's holiday time. Christmas time's coming. And I think it's interesting, right, that people are displaying religious artifacts. Like, people have like little plastic angels and Jesuses and like nativity scenes and things of that nature. I feel like that's kind of odd, because the idea of, well, I'm going to Western religion is that there's this layer. There's like where we are, and then above us, sometimes literally, is like, you know, where you have your Jesus, your angels, and things of that nature, and bringing them down to a level that's below what human is. It's kind of weird, right? Because having like an angel's depiction on a candle, or one of those little plastic ones that you like stick in your yard or something like that, like, it's kind of weird, right? Because the idea of holier than thou, that's in there somewhere in the book.
Sure.
And bringing that which is supposed to be holier down is kind of disrespectful, no?
I don't...
You can't be talking about religion on here. It's aggressive.
I think that's more of a case-by-case kind of thing.
So I was trying to hearken it and focus on Western religion.
Because I don't think they... I don't think the intention of people.
I know that, the that's not that the intention. It
is to bring them down to, like, I guess, human type level or below. I think it serves more as a reminder that they should be thanking those above them for what they have now. Because, like, that's, like, no different than wearing a cross. Like, I wear a pendant that this has the Serenity Prayer and the Lord's Prayer on it. Mm-hmm. That's just something I keep with me and, you know, just reminds me that the big man got a plan.
Yeah, but those are words.
To shoot somebody kneecap, I shoot him in the kneecap.
Absolutely. That's a fucking movie.
I mean, but that those are words. What I'm saying is, like,
they got prayer actual hands on here.
The actual depiction. So Jesus's face.
First of all, Jesus is a Spanish man.
Jesus's face.
He's black.
Or
he is of color.
Yes, Jesus's face, or the face of an angel, or the entire body. Like how some people have crucifixes with the whole Jesus on there, yeah. With him like on there. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of belittling. Is that the word I want to
use? I want to say it's belittling. If you believe mm-hmm. in Christianity, because that's what I'm going to, because I'm not going to say, you know. But if you believe that, then you believe what is written in the Bible. So you're actually just bringing what is already the word into visual form.
Hmm. Okay. A visual representation of what you believe.
Yeah.
Like how you have the words.
Yeah.
But I feel like the words and the.
Now, I think if they do stuff like Jesus is, you know, in a Georgia Bulldogs jersey with a Coors Light in his hand, then I'd be like, yeah, absolutely, okay. Yeah. I would agree.
I feel like we get close sometimes. I feel like we get close. Because I feel like I've seen t-shirts with, like, Jesus high-fiving people.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, yeah. Like, that is a...
Jesus high-fiving.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That would I would have yeah that I'm like eh.
Oh my god.
Like I mean I get it, you want to be close to.
That's really funny,
right? I don't know if it's funny for the right reasons though, and that's kind of where I'm kind of torn about it, because you know you worship how you want to worship, you praise how you want to praise. I completely get it,
because Family Guy does it a lot with Jesus. But they make, like...
He's a guy?
Like, he's a guy, but he still has powers.
Yeah.
So, like, he'll do human shit, but then make it cooler.
So funny, too.
It's just something that was kind of mulling around in my brain. I kind of wanted to, you know, get it out. So, speaking of getting it out, I was looking at this this stand-up from... God damn it. I feel like I should do comedy, clean, dead... I didn't think I would have to remember this name because I was literally just looking at his goddamn stand-up.
We're having a gingerbread building competition.
For game night?
Yeah, since nobody wants to come, so we're just going to make gingerbread houses.
Drink damn, nobody wants Christmas. To come? That's kind of
messed up. They already got busy. They got, sorry, not busy. They have things to do already.
Got it. Well, that's kind of hand-in-hand with busy.
Yeah.
Not
the way I said it. But yeah, I'm excited. I got to start planning my gingerbread house. I'm going to make a, call it the... I don't know what I'm going to call it yet.
You are naming your gingerbread house?
Fuck yeah. My shit's going to be good, boy. I'm going to call it the House of Ginger.
Wow.
Like the House of Cards.
I kind of got that. Where? How did you stumble upon the House of Ginger?
I don't know yet. I just off the top of the dome. It's a work in progress right now. I'll come up with a final.
So it's not House of Ginger yet?
It's a work in progress. It's a whip. It's a WIP.
Oh. Ah, okay. I see what you did there. Oh, fuck. What is this goddamn name?
Should it have two floors? Maybe have two A-frames with a little bridge going across.
Like a.
Yeah, maybe it'd be like a circle, like Apple's, like a campus or something. Make it a big one and take over.
Wait, how are you building this?
Hey.
Patrice O'Neal, that's his goddamn name.
Oh, he's a funny guy. R.I.P.
Hey, yeah. So, anyway.
Boy stole all his bits.
So.
Hot Damn I Rock.
I didn't know that.
Stole all of his shit.
Wow, that's a whole.
Really?
I didn't know that. That is interesting.
All of his stuff is like based on acts that he did.
Wow.
So, I was looking at this Patrice O'Neal stand-up, and it kind of put me down this rabbit hole of his on YouTube, and I saw this interview that he did where he talked about why he believes black people have a disdain for white people. And he didn't say white, but...
Did I show you the Aries Spears things?
No.
Okay, never mind. We'll get to that afterwards.
Okay. So he feels as though that the disdain that black people have for white people is kind of, you know, from racism, of course. Bring us over here. Not cool. But he compared it to how the Jews feel about Hitler. And he says that black people need a mustache to hate. We need a specific person, a specific entity, a specific thing that we can direct our hate towards, and we don't have that, so we kind of like spread it out. And I thought that that was kind of genius. What do you think?
What
if we had
like,
what don't you understand?
Like, why? I guess, like, why do we need something to hate? Like,
because how it's happening right now, it's kind of like black people, it's kind of like a shotgun effect. The disdain that we have is kind of like sprayed towards a bunch of people. If we had something to focus on, it wouldn't, you know, affect so many. It would just be like this person. Does that make sense?
So we need a singular white person.
Yeah.
To hate.
Yeah.
Not Christopher not. Columbus.
No. Try again. I don't think it's that pertinent.
Somebody
we can grab by the wrist when they think they're getting away. You just grab them by the wrist and make them sure they're not getting away yet.
So you agree with it, but we're trying to figure out who it should be now?
I don't agree with it.
Okay, why do you disagree?
Because not everybody can hate one person.
Everybody hates Hitler.
Not everybody.
Not everybody hates Hitler.
Who doesn't?
Neo-Nazis.
Look at those crazy bastards.
Well, most people. Okay, but good point. All right. But I do like, I do like the idea of having it focused, though, because that makes sense.
Yeah, racism.
What about it?
Everybody hates racism. Well,
not black everybody.
People hate racism.
I see what you mean, though, but that's
there's
not
your mustache.
That's not not attainable. Dang. Like, what is it called when you can tactile? It's not something you can, like, you know, hold on to. It's not a statue that you can knock down or name that you can rip out of a history book. Even though
the words you're thinking of too.
Even though people have tried to, like, you know, get rid of racism and call it shit like states' rights, which is a whole nother conversation, but it's not, you know, you can't hold on to an idea.
Yeah. But
you can hold on to a fucking Christopher Columbus.
You can't hate a Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, sure you can.
Look at him. He's doing it right now.
But not everybody can hate Christopher Columbus.
Well, the idea of everyone hating this person is not what we're focusing on. We're focusing on a large enough group for the hate not to be distributed unjustly. So a large group of Jewish people hate Hitler. So what I'm saying is there should be a person, or I'm going to go person, where all this hate can be focused. So if all black people hated, we're going to use Christopher Columbus as an example now because that's the only name that's been brought up. I feel like then there could be less issue, maybe.
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a stretch. I just think black people need to become more unified.
Yeah, they do.
So skip over the whole idea.
Yeah, fuck the
whatever.
Like, fuck
the whites. That's crazy.
The white people, like, all that energy and time you're going to spend into hating white people, mm-hmm. Use that energy and time to build up black communities. Like, there's no reason why there's Little Italy or Chinatown or, you know, shit like that. There should be fucking
Little Africa,
Motown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What we do is,
okay, I love it.
Little Wakandas.
As a community, what we do is we get shovels, right?
Okay. Like spades, the plastic ones?
Yeah, shovels. And we take the West Coast and we dig a trench. And it's just our land now.
That's exactly how Tukey Williams started.
Just saying, it's our
then he
land.
Just started doing push-ups and never stopped. So you just scoop a whole portion of it.
Yeah.
Give him a little Pangea action.
It's a stopgap from, you know. The rest of the
but we got people over there. We got people over there.
Over where?
In the West Coast.
They already there. Exactly. They starting.
They starting to scoop in.
Yeah, we start our own little Oregon Trail over there and we get there.
Yeah, Oregon Trail.
People die from dysentery and all the whatnot. Because, you know, you got to weed out the weak ones. We can't have no weaklings.
You know what's a board game now? Oregon Trail? I should put a picture in the group chat.
Yeah, I think I seen it.
Mm-hmm. It is an interesting concept. Maybe it works more as a bit than anything else. But I thought it was kind of radical, and I thought it was interesting. Speaking of radical.
I'm still hungry. I don't know what that has to do with radical, but
you said you were hungry already. What do you want to eat?
Extra hungry, Mickey D's.
Okay, good thing you got a firm grasp on that.
Yeah, I already know it's gonna be that time of the night where it's like I don't want nothing good. I want Mickey D's. I had the rest of them Sardis last night.
Mm-hmm. Something that's
y'all say the sauce.
They have tons of sauce, like. It's not just the three.
Yeah, they got the honey, the sriracha thing now.
They got mumbo sauce. Yeah, they got
mumbo sauce.
They got Alabama white.
Yep. Is that like
they call it like Blanca salsa? Yep, yep. Or something.
Is that a dip or is that like
Dreamville was like, "What is this? I didn't ask for this." I was like, "It's just white. It's as white as Spanish sauce. That's all you need."
Is that like a dip or is that like one of the regular package sauces?
It's all like the same package. Yeah, it's like, one, yeah. Something squeezable though. I can't remember what's squeezable. I don't remember which one that is.
Ketchup.
No. Their salad dressing is good.
Their salad dressing, I stick to.
You could use that as a regular dip.
I should have got the mumbo sauce because I don't know when the next time I'm gonna go back. But I just asked for the regular three. I could like give me the classic
right
green, exactly. Red, yellow.
Got that fried rice,
yeah. Primary mm-hmm. cook.
Got that half green chicken. Green primary color. Got that half chicken, boy.
I haven't had Sardis in quite some time. Slappy. All right. So because of time constraints, I'm gonna cut this down a little bit. And we're going to move on to this advice segment. Are we okay with that?
Sure. Why people need somebody to hate. What's, yeah. What's down there?
Not dating in your 20s.
Not dating in your 20s, huh?
Yeah.
Teach their
own. And only having love in common.
Yeah, we could say that for another
pod. You're going to say that for another pod.
You just throw it away. It's fine.
Damn.
Out the window.
Nigga.
Look, the bond's already open. Just open the window. Throw it out there.
Okay.
Jumping out the window.
So, this first one is from...
He's nuts.
Haunt Couture Lemon, I guess. Okay. My fiance has essentially disappeared since I told him I may have cancer. Mm-hmm. That's not a moment. That's fucked up. That's he is a villain.
A moment, cause...
Let's see. I found a lump not long ago, and that happened a couple weeks after my fiance started his new job. I'm going through testing and such to find out if the lump is cancerous. I hope it's not. But that's from me, not from the thing. This is my worst nightmare, a fear I've had for a while. I'm sure we all fear the idea of getting cancer, but it's practically become a phobia to me over the years. Needless to say, I'm struggling really badly as all this is happening. Yeah, that's needless to say. I don't have much of a support system in my life. My family is terrible. I cut out a few friends after finding out they banished me behind my back / made fun of me secretly for years.
That's gross.
The only person I had, they had that in brackets, was my fiance. Past tense, was. That's crazy. Since finding out about the lump, my fiance is never home, hardly. He is working 7 days a week. Right before I found the lump, he came up with a plan to help pay off some of our debts. Nothing crazy. We're just a bit behind. The plan was working, just a bit of overtime each paycheck. Well, now he is gone every day. I'm not the type to complain about my man working, but I don't understand why it went from a bit of overtime to 7 days a week once he found out about the lump.
Heesh.
I'm really struggling, really bad mentally.
Nobody likes their job that much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 7 days is a long time.
I'm gonna start off right now. Nobody likes their job that much.
I'm really struggling, really bad mentally, and he is fully aware. He's aware that I'm living my nightmare right now as I get tests done and have to wait for results. He knows how terrified I am. I've expressed to him that I really need his support right now, that I need him at least one day. I'm so lonely and scared. I have no one. He says he is doing this so we're not broke anymore. Can't it just take a little longer to pay off the debts? Just take a little.
Well,
the timeline he is going by isn't a forced one. It's just what we decided. This is longer than I thought. Okay, one more paragraph. Two more paragraphs. This morning, it came to head when he mentioned going in 3 hours early today. He's already working 7 days a week, even when he calls on his lunches. He even makes calls on his lunches.
Damn, what kind of job this motherfucker got?
I don't know. He has been going back in 20 minutes earlier. I've tried to talk to him about it before, but today it really needed to be discussed. I've explained yet again that I'm terrified, that I need him. He got angry and said that he was doing this for us so that we wouldn't struggle and be broke anymore. I finally said, but if this is really cancer, then why are you putting money over spending time with me when our time could be cut short? I feel bad for gutting him, but his reaction was to get depressed for work. Was to get dressed for work and leave. He isn't supposed to go for 6 more hours. Oof, that's interesting. Last one.
Is this chapter 1?
This is the last paragraph. I'm just so scared and lonely, and I feel abandoned. I feel like he's put money over me. For context, we have been together for 5 years. We're both in our late 20s. I work from home, and he works in town. I don't know what to do anymore. I need support. My thoughts and fears are eating me alive. That's the end of it. Thoughts?
It's rough.
Okay, that's a good start. Let's go on that. Yes, it is quite rough.
He's got to come home, right?
Yes, but if he's leaving 6 hours early for a shift, that's fucking insane.
He still got to come home early. You better go follow that man. Hire a PI.
I don't know if distrust is the issue.
And lock his ass out.
That wouldn't solve the problem either. Because she wants him around. So why would she make it harder for him to be around?
Sound like she needs somebody new to be around.
Interesting. How should she go about that?
Tinder. Laying into the cancer thing hard. Make it funny. You gotta be okay with it at this point.
Okay. So finding your companionship elsewhere. Yeah. Outside of your marriage.
And your family, clearly.
And your family.
Yeah, because the family ain't shit.
Ain't shit, apparently.
Except hoes and tricks. So go find these hoes and tricks. What you doing? Okay.
Find a companionship elsewhere. And it's probably like some type of group that you can find, like people with cancer coming together and, you know, being together.
Yeah.
You know, this is a thing on Fight Club, but you ain't see that, so it's besides the point. Donovan, what do you think? Big breath. Breathe in.
My glasses is dirty. I think the reason why he's so concerned about the money now is quote unquote concern is because if this lump does come out to be cancerous.
Well, so it's not positive.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. Yeah. She's going through tests.
Cancer's expensive. I hate to say that, but like.
It's a bitch and a half.
To get diagnosed with cancer is almost, if you don't have really good health insurance, and even then.
No, they cut you out real quick.
Yeah, you're not, if you can't afford that chemo, those drugs, the treatment, like, sorry to say, but like, you're going to die.
Sheesh.
Very quickly.
If it's depending
on how bad it is, it could be, I believe the word I want to use is benign, which is.
Means it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, not going to kill you.
I think I got something.
Yes, that benign. So it's not cancerous. Then, you know, they do a procedure and take out the tissue. But if it does turn out to be cancerous, then like.
Wait, what? I don't think you're using that correctly.
Benign like refers to a.
Cancerous? Not the benign, mm-hmm. but the cancerous part. Because the tumor.
Yeah.
It's a benign tumor.
Or growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a lump.
So it's not like, cancer is just cancer, right? Like, you can't have a benign cancer, right?
You can. It'd be a mass of cells that might look cancerous, but they test it.
So what he's saying is that's not cancer.
It won't be cancer.
Tumor. Yeah, it would be like you said.
Benign. Yeah. But benign refers to a condition.
So it's like benign tumor or like a cancer.
Yeah, it's going to be benign or cancer. Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
We're all on the same page here. I love that.
So, yeah, if it's cancerous, then, you know.
Get the shovels out.
It's going to cost money. So, it would be wise to knock down some of that debt so that way you can put that money towards treatment if that does come to that. So, I kind of understand, like, if that is his thought process. I understand I understand both your feelings. Mm-hmm. You want him to be there, and to him, this is his way of showing you that he is there because he wants to be able to take care of you if this does go south.
Hopefully it doesn't.
However, he should do a better job of communicating that to you if that is indeed his action.
To piggyback off what Donovan was saying, I feel like I know something that I do when things are kind of out of my control, like this situation is out of his. I focus on what I can control. So what he can control is his work habits, him having the financial stability to help with this if it does turn into something that, you know, going south. So like how Donovan said, like, if this is going to be something negative, he's preparing for that in a way that he can control. He's not a doctor. He can't scoop it out himself. So focusing on something that focusing on something that he can control, that he can still in his way contribute, that could be his way of coping. But like also like Donovan said, communicating that would be ideal.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't know you're doing it. It's just an action that you just take. Yep. So it may
I'm guilty of that. I'll do the action. I won't necessarily communicate my thought process behind mm-hmm. it. I'll just do it. And then that can, you know, lead to a spat or
a tiff,
if you will.
That sounds true. Quarrel.
Yeah, quarrel. Wow. I have no quarrel with you, ba.
Last one, little
Pinhead Larry.
A little shorter.
Ain't big enough for two of us.
This is from Bangai or Bangji.
That's the second one. Yeah, this shit is just as long as the first.
It's not. Yesterday was my first time giving a blowjob, and I performed bad. well, yesterday.
Like Yelp or something?
Yeah. That would be really interesting.
Star.
Half star. Well, yesterday I gave my boyfriend a blowjob. It was my first time and his too, and I performed very bad. I used my teeth, and even though I tried, they still hit his dick. I also don't have the faintest clue on how to actually do it, but I think a big part of my failure is that he didn't pull his pants down and kept them on with his dick outside, so it was hard for me to do something. At one point, his thing started twitching, but he didn't come. Does anyone have any advice on how to improve? He still was supportive, I bet he was, even when I caused him pain, and I don't want him suffering. Blowjob tips, people?
I can't speak on teeth, this.
Get dentures?
Yeah.
Remove your teeth. I'm guessing not you giving it. What would you like to receive? I guess that's kind of the route we can go in helping with the situation.
No teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But she says you tried.
Get that spit going.
Mm-hmm.
Fondle some balls.
Yo.
Suck a ball or two.
Suck a ball or two gently.
Yeah. So he can't keep his pants on.
Yeah, I feel
You should. Yeah, you can take charge. You know, take them pants off.
Yeah, rip them shits off. Yeah. I feel like if this is your first time, then maybe you're a bit younger. So if it's harder for you to be in a more comfortable state, so you got to be ready to fucking disappear. That's why his pants are off. I mean, still on. I think that first finding a place where you can be alone, if that's possible, would be a good way to focus on that. Because you could be, huh? That's how they get you. But then you can communicate a little bit more in the moment and not wait till afterwards when you have to like recant what happened. So try to find a time, a place where you can be alone, talk it out, make sure you're communicating, because this is a good step, you know, being able to openly talk about this type of stuff, because a lot of people hear the topic of sex and they kind of shut down. So you talking about it is a good step. I think you said something. Yeah, we good on that one?
Yeah, it's okay. pretty self-explanatory.
All right, let's.
Or move. You should know what? Watch an amateur porn.
Amateur, specifically. Amateur.
Don't watch. Wow.
What?
That's not what you use dental dams for.
But.
Go on.
It can help.
How?
Because, you know, you less teeth like.
What is a dental dam?
Grr on you.
What is a dental dam?
I'm just saying, it's help soothing the teeth just what is a it? Smidgen.
What is
just
it?
Just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen. I'm not going to say it's going to cure
what
it.
What is a dental dam?
The thing you put over the little when you go.
Do you know what the that is?
What?
What I just did?
You know what that is?
I'm not gonna say it's gonna cure you. It's not gonna fix your issue. But it will help.
A dental dam is a layer of kind of like the membrane between the vagina and the asshole, kind of like that you put over a person's vulva
for cunnilingus.
That is what.
Gotta use the other way now.
That's fucking hilarious.
I stand by what I said.
I'm just trying to inform the people in case they didn't understand what you said. I wanted to, like, you know, get the full picture.
It's gonna get rid of like the harshness, like the it's not gonna get rid of.
They're not
it,
that
help like 10%.
Yeah, because they're not like
unless you get the real thick ones, you know, you can like the double up. Ones.
Oh, don't do that.
Why not?
It's friction, baby. Yeah,
watch an amateur porn, probably preferably one with a thought. Of color, and you know, take notes.
Okay. Any recommendations, you guys? Movies, TV shows.
I think I recommended The Wheel last week.
Mm-hmm. You did. You did.
The latest episode was good too. I'm gonna recommend The Sex Life of College Girls, I believe this was called.
Yo, Everyday just recommended that to me earlier. Yes, I literally put it on my list today.
That's why I'm going to recommend it. Mm-hmm. It's quite entertaining.
Okay.
It's way funnier than I thought it'd be. It's really good. Really, really good. I'm going to recommend Real Housewives of Atlanta specifically.
Okay.
That shit's mad ratchet and hilarious. I was watching that today at work. I wasn't in charge of the TV, but my coworker was, and she put on Real Housewives. And
that was my next question.
I found myself heavily invested in some of the drama, so I understand.
You do?
I get it.
Are you going to watch the reunion?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it, but if it's on, I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to recommend The Other Side of the Box. It's a short film, short horror film.
That means you're in the box.
So you're not out of the box.
This, I did it.
safely with a dental dam. This is a short film. It was on YouTube, about 15 minutes. It's a horror film. Really interesting.
Is this the clip you sent us?
This is the clip you sent me. I sent you all. But yeah, 15-minute horror film on YouTube. The Other Side of the Box. Really interesting if you're into horror or whatever. I'm also going to recommend The Matrix. Yes, I'm going to recommend The Matrix.
You're welcome.
Watching that. Okay, Wachowski.
Just saying.
Anyway,
I recommended it. Like
the people that wrote and directed The Matrix. The Matrix
the brothers.
Yes.
No, they recommended it like a couple episodes ago.
Oh, you did? My bad.
Yeah, the whole trilogy.
Well, I'm going to be specific and do the first one.
First one's good.
The first one's really good.
Third one's trash.
Damn.
First one's good. Yeah, the third one is not.
Which one's the one with the ghost? Is that the third one or the second one?
With the twins?
Second one.
The second one.
That's one kind
of. I think the third one isn't first too one, bad.
The first one was so good.
I'm going to recommend the first
so
one.
So good.
I'm recommending the first one.
It was so I know Kung Fu.
It was easy.
Show me.
We got it. And then, like, oh, now it's like. Bodies outside, and then there's a whole nother level. Yep. And
bro,
like,
nah, I'm just thinking back to like seeing that movie for the first time, how jarring it is to go. No, I'm talking about the first, the Matrix one. Seeing that movie for the first time and thinking about how jarring it was to like see this, what we perceive as reality, and then that switch was just like crazy. But yeah, those are what I'm gonna be recommending. And what are you gonna be recommending?
I don't know. Just been still watching Psych. Catch up on Hawkeye. That's what I recommend you to do.
Oof, so
even
good.
Even though it's not like you guys had a more visceral reaction than
I did because I watched the fucking. Because
you said that, didn't you, earlier?
That I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agreed with you.
Yeah, you did.
Because I was like.
The fancy suit.
Exactly. The fancy suit. Say, first of all, you don't even see his. All you see is an arm.
Yep.
This ain't Inspector Gadget.
You see large white hands.
Exactly.
Insert large white hand here. Got
besides it. Besides the point, catch up on that if you haven't.
Okay. Yeah, fantastic.
And what's the show? Maybe Letterkenny, if you haven't seen Letterkenny.
Oh, yeah, because that's about to happen. That's about to pop off.
Yeah, yeah, Katie's Tarts.
Katie's Tarts, shout delicious. Katie's Tarts. Need at least two people.
At least two people. I'll eat them off the floor.
My man said sex sells, but that shit is sold out. Hilarious. Okay, so.
Oh, the cold open thing?
The cold open was hilarious. Nah. You gotta watch that.
I gotta send it to you.
So funny. Would you rather? It's 270. Would you rather be a genie in a bottle or a wizard?
A wizard,
yeah, easily, hands down. That was quick. If you, I mean, a gin.
But still, you, somebody speaking of rub genies you.
In the bottle, mm-hmm. I was watching. I follow them on Instagram, and that's it because they post some interesting theories sometimes, and I love a good theory.
Love a good theory.
Aladdin takes place in the future.
Yeah, I saw that one. Because they were like
electric. Well, the genie comes out the bottle. He says he's been trapped in the bottle for 10,000 years or something. Oh, like that.
And that's why he does all the signs and stuff.
Exactly.
And in the video games, they bring the video game up. They there's stop signs in the video game.
And I think in the movie, you can see like an atomic bomb, like half buried, but you can't tell that it is. I was like,
Diamond's mind is blown right now.
Holy shit!
Diamond's mind is blown.
Disney might be on one.
If they did,
they forever been on.
They always on one.
That's good. Damn, dog. Walt Disney on some shit. Yeah, God damn that Frozen ass.
I was about to say, as soon as you get him froze, you can talk to him about it. 271. Would you rather?
Where I know he was racist.
Yeah, everybody was. Some people still are. Would you rather wear pink?
Because he didn't get to see his Walt Disney World completed.
Yeah, that would be true. Would you rather wear pink every day for a year or never wear jewelry, including wedding rings, again?
Never wear jewelry. I don't wear them now.
I like my jewelry.
I have a pink shirt. So
you would do pink every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at him. He's from New York.
Yeah.
He only needs the Tim's.
Bing bong.
That's my fucking barber did that to me the other day.
Bing bong?
Yeah.
What is that? Like,
it's his TikTok thing.
No, I got that, but like.
So what? What's the bing bong action? Okay, like, so the way it was described
how am I
is.
I supposed to use it.
Well, however
offended?
You want.
Should I be offended?
No. Bing bong, how it's supposed to be used in context, what I understand is like it's the sound that the Metro makes once the doors close.
Yeah.
So when you're done with something, when you're closing the door, bing bong, this gotcha. Is over.
Bob's your uncle.
However, I don't know if the way that it's on now is has yeah. the same thing.
Have you seen it used after like a quality burn?
Yeah, like an exclamation, like yeah. huzzah, bing bong, like it's all over the place
like a
right
good
now.
Burn, and then turn to the camera, bing a bong. Good yeah,
it's all over the place right now. I think are we all doing the pink?
Yeah, I'm doing it. He's doing jewelry.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of the jewelry.
So you're wearing a pink?
Yeah, I'm gonna wear the pink.
Got it. Last one.
Like, who is it? Camera?
Yeah.
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 Shout out to Camera.
Yeah.
Last one, 272. Would you rather?
Everybody in Power wears Tim's. That was another thing.
It's cold up there, man.
It's New York. It's not even cold. It's New York.
New York winters are cold.
They still wear them during the summer, probably.
They do. I've seen people in the summertime wear Tim's.
Well, that's a whole other monster. Would you rather design, with an unlimited budget, the scariest haunted house in the world or the most breathtaking winter wonderland?
Ooh.
Mm.
Definitely the haunted house.
Yeah.
I need a solid haunted house.
Have you seen the story? You might have seen it, but there's like this one haunted house, I guess you can call it that, where you have to like sign this waiver.
Oh, with the doc, the guy and his wife,
and he's beats the shit out of you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that's not a haunted house.
They had one where they was he was drowning, dude, and that's not a haunted house, dog.
That's almost Auschwitz. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's gonna make
that
joke.
I think
because the haunted house, the thing that gets me in haunted houses, I don't like the human interaction, because my biggest fear is that somebody's gonna die, and that's the best way to cover that shit up in a goddamn haunted house. So if I'm like, if like the whole haunted trail, I'm okay with that, because I can control the speed.
Okay.
But they had this Ocean City, they have that Ocean City haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And they put people in there. I can't control the speed. Yeah. So I'm like sitting there, and I'm trapped. I can't like.
So is it the shimmy being trapped part, or is it not?
It's not control.
The people part.
It's not having control.
Okay. Because so we were like, at the haunted house. We went, well, haunted trail, I guess. We were just in the woods.
I got scared twice.
Yeah, it was fucking. It was like so dark.
It wasn't that bad, but definitely got scared twice. Very dark.
I think I'm going to go Haunted House 2 because I feel like...
Fuck Winter Wonderland. Mr. Heat Miser, boy, make that shit melt.
Oh, goddamn, I got to watch that.
Right?
It's not Christmas without that.
I need to gather my Christmas movies. We're doing that Thursday, too.
There's one a year without Santa Claus.
Need it.
Grandma got run over.
Maybe. It's not a movie, is it?
Grandma got run over by reindeer?
I think it is.
Adam Sandler one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that.
Isn't that like a classic, like an old one, like a stop motion?
I know it was a song.
What's the Adam Sandler one? He has a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's like a cartoon Christmas movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm not tripping.
I don't know if it's Grandma Got Run Over by
I gotta Ranger. Gather my movies. Gotta gather my movies.
Okay, yep, I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cartoon, not a stop motion.
That's when they still made cartoon characters look sexy as hell.
I think we're all doing the Haunted House, right?
See, yeah, look at her.
Haunted House?
Yeah.
Haunted House?
She kind of looked like Daphne. Yeah, a little Scooby-Doo. Bit. It's the orange hair.
I didn't like the, you know why I won't watch Space Jams? Because they,
the second one?
Yeah.
Because
well. They changed Lola Bunny.
I didn't even notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, she's a little less,
sexual?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think she was sexual at first. I think we just sexualized Lola Bunny.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Nah, she's about to get yoked up. Ooh!
Okay.
These elephants are like
elephants.
Tussling.
Tuskling.
Yeah, huh? I see what you did there.
Huh? Oh. People are getting they're getting tossed by these elephants.
Well, it's like different ones.
Oh, cuz different animal interactions that people probably shouldn't be interacting with.
Notice their color.
Their hue, if you will. Yep, there it is.
God damn.
Get tossed. Damn, was that the same person?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, if you get tossed by an elephant, then attacked by a fucking wildcat, you just go home after that. Okay, what's happening now? We're seeing some people, and they're taking pictures. Taking pictures of an elephant, and this elephant does not like their picture being taken. They just trunk slapped the shit out of this tiny white woman, and she is going to be scarred for life. She's never going to watch Bambi again. Ooh, not Bambi. That is a snake. You are way too close to the snake.
Way too fucking close.
Yeah, way too close. I just saw that fucking thing's throat.
No!
Is that a buffalo? That's not what you want. Get move what away from it. What are you trying to do?
Oh, God. Don't turn away.
Oh, God. This is.
Now we don't know what happened.
Okay. I don't want you on the ground with this horse. Oh, no. The horse is eating her hair. Yeah, that's not what you want. You never know. It might fuck you. Them horses, man.
I can't see.
What is. Okay. These people are running from something. Okay. I remember this. This video is wild. Yeah.
Your baby would have been gone.
Baby got his back turned to a line. That's not what you do. That's how you get eaten. Anyway, anything else y'all want to talk about before we get out of here?
Nah.
I'm excited to see Spider-Man.
I have some stuff we can talk about off camera, though.
Oh. Is it more heat?
No, it's it's your ratings on your favorite pre-like early Disney movies.
Okay.
Like Disney, not Pixar, Disney.
Gotcha.
So like Mulan, Tarzan.
Correct. All Cinderella. The ones that were like not animated.
Okay.
Like cartoons.
We'll talk about it.
Those, and then what were your favorites? And then what do you consider like the best? Like they don't have to be your favorite, but like by like your scoring standards, like what do you consider the best?
That would be an interesting thing to bring to the top of the podcast. Unfortunately, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
Because we're gonna watch Spider-Man.
Boys and girls, children of all ages.
It's a Mickey D.
Thank you for listening to this episode kidney of the stones. Man Look podcast.
Can't get kidney stones. It's fake meat.
Peace.